Kitty and the Silver Bullet by Carrie Vaughan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2008 by Carrie Vaughan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hatchett Book Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. I hated the smell of this place. Concrete and institutional. Antiseptic. But all the cleaning in the world couldn't cover up the unhappiness, the sourness, the faint smell of urine. The anger. The guard at the door of the visiting room pointed me and Ben to empty chairs at a table on one side of a glass partition. The room held half a dozen cubicles like this. Only a phone line would connect us to the other side. I was shaking. I didn't like coming here. Well, I did, and I didn't. I wanted to see him. But even being here as a visitor made me feel trapped. The wolf side didn't handle it very well. Ben squeezed my hand under the table. "You okay?" he said. Ben had been coming here once a week to see Cormac. I didn't come quite as often, once a month for 5 months now. I'd never get used to this. In fact, it seemed to get harder every time. Not easier. I was so tense, just being here exhausted me. "I think so," I said, "but this place makes me nervous."
"Don't let him see you upset," he whispered. "We're supposed to be supportive."
"I know. Sorry." I held his hand with both of mine and tried to stop the trembling. I was supposed to be the strong one. I was supposed to be the one who helped Ben keep it together, not the other way around. On the other side of the glass, a guard led out a man wearing an orange prison.